Oh, by the starry heavens, would you just stop? Please, please, just... I'm begging you. I am actually begging you. Would you please calm down and don't pout. No, don't pout. By Hades, you are not allowed to pout. Why are you pouting? You are pouting. And now I feel bad. Why do I feel bad? I shouldn't be feeling bad. You should be feeling bad. And now you're pouting even more. This is not fair. This is not fair.
Just bollocks.
Look, I'm sorry. No, I am sorry. I am. No, I'm not just saying that. I am very sorry. I was harsh. I should have been nicer about it. It's just I'm under a lot of stress and I've got a bit of a headache because you've been wriggling around a lot, which is understandable because you're really excited. I know. I get that. I'm sorry. Can we just, you know, maybe dial it down a little? Just a little bit. Maybe from an 11 to a 7? Maybe a 5? Not a 5, a 7? Yeah? Thank you. And I really am sorry. I shouldn't take it out on you, and you're awake. Hi. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the, those are snakes. On my head. Snakes are really, really wriggling, even though we said we were going to take it down to a 7. Thank you. Sorry, they're just really, really excited. And, you're in hospital. You're in hospital. Can we start again? Hi. I rescued you. I'm a detective. Also a Medusa. The only Medusa detective, because, sorry, I'm just a little, so I'm a detective, and you were kidnapped, and now you're not kidnapped. Just, can you just give me one tiny second? I just need a moment. Please! Dial it down, just dial it down! This, I can't work when you're like this. I know you're excited. I know you're excited. I get that. I really, really get that because it's hard to avoid because you're wriggling so much, but please just dial it down. I'm not asking for an autograph. I'm not asking. Oh, you're so embarrassing. You are so embarrassing. Please, please, please. Yes, okay, I'll ask, but not now. I just woke up. Yeah, thank you. Sorry, That was, kind of embarrassing. How's your head? Bit of a headache? I know how that feels. Well, I mean, it's not really the same because you were hit on the head with a very heavy object and my headache is because of this. You're safe. I really should have started off with that. I've just never really done this before. I don't really... I'm not really... I work in admin because... I mean, I am a detective. I have a badge. See? This is my badge. Detective. But I don't really... Well, I don't go out on cases. I normally just work in the storeroom. But I didn't really have a choice. I did have a choice. I didn't have a choice because, this is, you know what, I'm just going to go, this is... this is so awkward. This is awful. I am so sorry. I mean, you just woke up. You're in hospital and this is a lot. I mean, you've been through a lot. I mean, even for a rock star, this whole thing has been very, I mean, being kidnapped by crazy fangirl fairies. That is. I mean, that's not your typical Monday, is it? Is it? Does this happen to you a lot? Do you get kidnapped by fairies on a regular? You don't. You've never been kidnapped before. Well, I guess it's always the first time. Sorry, I don't normally deal with people, and not people who are. So, famous and very pretty. Not, I mean, that was awfully unprofessional. It's just, well, technically I'm not even on shift. I have taken a leave of absence because I so here's the thing. I'm just gonna level with you because my snakes are your biggest fans. I mean, they love you. They love your music. They really, really love it. It's all they listen to. They are crazy about your music, and they're very particular. Very, very, very particular. I mean, it's you or it's nothing. You are a snake charmer, and they are thoroughly charmed. In fact, so am I, because I like your stuff too. I mean, not as much as they do. I mean, I do like it, but they're very single-minded. And when they heard that you had been kidnapped, well, they got a bit worked up. Very, very, very worked up. And it's really hard to conduct inventory when you've got a mass of snakes going crazy because they're worried about their favourite singer. And, I mean, I was worried because you got kidnapped. At the time, I didn't know who you'd gotten kidnapped by. If I had known, I would have been even more worried because fairies are scary. Well, no, fairies aren't scary, but fairies on sugar, they are terrifying. And they were sugared up. And have you ever seen what sugar does to a fairy? It's not pretty. Well, it is kind of pretty because there's lots of glitter, but it's not pretty. And, well, it turns out that my snakes aren't the only supernatural beings who love your music. You have a very, very enthusiastic following amongst the sugar gangs. The fairy gangs that deal in illicit sugar. It doesn't sound like it should be a problem, but it really, really, really is a problem. And, well, they really like your music, which I get, because you are amazing. And okay, not now! Could you please just dial it down? Yes, I will ask, but not now. Not now! Sorry, but you can see it would be difficult to work like this. And they were just very, very, they, see, my snakes are not the boss of me, but they can be very, very, what's a polite word for annoying? Not that you're annoying, you're not annoying, you know I love you, you're just slightly irritating sometimes, just sometimes, just, you know, occasionally, like right now, just, so annoying. They were incessant, and the only way I was going to get any peace is if I went looking for you. I didn't actually expect to find you. Not that I couldn't, because obviously I did. I just I'm not really a people detective because I just don't get out much. Not that I don't want to go out, it's just a lot of people are scared of snakes, and it really upsets them because they're very social snakes, and when people run away screaming, it upsets them. I mean, understandably, it upsets me, and you know, I have to spend hours comforting them. And yeah, I don't really have much of a social life, but they were really worried about you. And I was worried because, I mean, I do like you. I think you're amazing. I was just trying to, you know, not be like them right now. Because inside I am fangirling. But not so much that I would kidnap you, because that's not really a thing. But we were worried, and I'm a detective. I have a badge. I've shown you my badge. I got a lead. I shouldn't be so surprised, but I am a little bit. I mean, intellectually, I know I'm a good detective, but I've never really done much detecting. I mean, apart from when it comes from, you know, sorting out inventory, because you have to really detect where stuff is because it goes missing. I got a lead, and then I had to do some interrogating, which was rather easy because they were scared of snakes. And Herbert could be really threatening. Herbert, come on, be threatening. Herbert, come on, Herbert. Oh, he's come over all shy. That's adorable. But Herbert was really threatening, and they sang like a siren. And I found out that you had been kidnapped by one of the sugar gangs. I was going to do what I was meant to do, which was go back to the station, talk to my superior, bring them up to speed, get back up, and then do cop stuff. But I didn't. I kind of got caught up because it was a sugar gang. And I know what those fairies are like when they're on sugar. They are scary, and they had you in their clutches, and I didn't think. And to be fair, I did have a fair bit of encouragement because, well, the snakes were pretty gung-ho about it as well, and I kind of just charged in and said, "Freeze!" And they did. And I try not to do that because, well, you know, Medusas have a reputation, but it worked, and they just all turned to stone. But not you, because you were downstairs in the sugar vault. And I rescued you. And, well, here we are. And, I've been waiting for you to wake up. Well, I didn't want to wait for you to wake up. I wanted to go home and have a shower, because, you know, detecting is quite sweaty. And, but they were very insistent because they were worried, and Herbert was pouting. Have you ever seen a snake pout? It is very effective, just way too effective. And well, here we are. So, what? Thank you. You're welcome. It's actually a good thing that it happened, because the idea of humans against fairies, not pretty. You need to fight magic with magic. And, I would hate for something to happen to you. Oh no, I mean, obviously the snakes as well, but I would hate. Because, you know, and you're very... You're what? Herbert! Where did you learn that? What have you been watching? Oh, I am cutting off your internet access. No. Sorry. Herbert can be a little inappropriate sometimes. Very inappropriate. The kind of inappropriate that makes me not want to ask for your autograph. Oh, you're sorry. Are you? Are you sorry? Don't say sorry to me. Say sorry to them. No, don't pout. Don't pout. Say sorry. Say sorry. He's sorry. And Would you mind, perhaps, could they have your autograph? Well, your autographs, because they're going to want one each, and there are 24 of them. Are you sure? Oh no, not now. I mean, Herbert! Not now, when you've had some rest. That wasn't a sugar crash. The sugar crash. I mean, yes, you have a concussion, but they, well, they were... They had you in the good stuff. And the crash is real. Not that I've ever had it.
Herbert!
Okay, once. But I was new to the city. I was young and inexperienced and... I wasn't. I just wanted to see what it was like. But only once. Just once. Okay, Herbert, twice. Twice.
Herbert, shut up!
Sorry. It's just I have a friend that's a fairy and, but I don't do it anymore because could you imagine these snakes and sugar? The migraine would be... Oh, it would... I don't want to think about it. I should go because...
Herbert! Herbert! Sugar crash! Yes!
Don't pout at me, it's not going to work. It's kind of working.
You're too good at that.
Sorry. I should go because... Yeah, the doctor should be in soon and you should get some rest and, come back. You want me to come back? Really? For the autographs, yes, of course. For coffee. I like coffee.
Herbert, not now.
So I could definitely come back for coffee. And coffee. Great. Great.
It's not a date, Herbert!
Sorry. No
Herbert, no.
I'm going to go because no
Herbert!
I'm warning you now. I am seriously warning you. I need to have a word with Herbert. And
what? Oh, hell no.
I will see you for coffee tomorrow. Herbert will be apologizing.
Yes, you will.
Yes, you will. Oh, you will be apologizing. I am so sorry. Sleep well and... I cannot believe you said that, Herbert. I cannot believe. That was so inappropriate. I will see you tomorrow for coffee and not anything more than that, Herbert. What is he saying? He's saying bye bye. Yes, he's saying bye bye. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're saying bye bye. Bye-bye. I'll see you tomorrow. Sleep well.
Herbert, stop it.